everybody. This is Jacob from Psych Podcast. I'm here with
Benjamin,
and we are here to talk about the newest games that's coming out in September, and the new gaming equipment that comes out around the year.
Yeah. So, what is our first subject of today?
Outlast, the new survival indie horror game.
Oh yes, this fine piece of work. Outlast features a fine survival horror instinct version where you have to run, there'll be no way to fight off the monster. So it's a game to hide and seek, so to say.
Yesterday, but the next game we're going to talk about is Total War Rome 2. That's out already. We know we actually made this thing planned
yesterday. So and we didn't get out because it didn't go well. Well,
piece of shit.
Yes, that's correct. Well, back on schedule. So we'll also be talking about Paranormal that will come out the 12th September. It's also a horror game. And have you anything to say about that before we start?
But it actually looks kind of great.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to play it. Then we are going to talk about Legend of Dungeon. That's coming out the 13th September.
Yes. So that's going to be interesting to see how that turns out.
Yeah, I love dungeon games.
Yes. Then we also have Foul Play that will come out the 18th September.
It actually, that game actually reminds me of another game. Yes. I can't remember the name right now, but it's really close to that.
All right.
And then the next game is Castle of Illusions with Mickey Mouse.
Well, that's kind of weird you took that on the list. All right. And then we have Outlast Legacy of the 12th September.
Just because I didn't say it before, Castle of Illusions is coming out the 4th September.
Yes. And back to, we also have Volker the Viking on the 3rd September. So those are the games we're going to talk about today. And before we start, we'd like to remind you that you can always comment on our things on either YouTube, iTunes, or through our Podomatic account. Do we have anything else to say before we start?
In a few weeks, we probably go over to YouTube, just so you know.
Yes, that's correct.
So if we are speaking Danish anytime, then sorry, but we have them might be not the best at English.
So. We're proud of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's start with Outlast that will come out tomorrow actually. So Outlast is a survival horror game, as I said earlier, that will feature some AAA graphics. So when you're hiding, it would be very good to look at the same time.
That would be fucking awesome.
So I've seen the trailer and it looks like it's fucking scary actually. Beep, for those who didn't know that. Well, and what else to say? Do you have anything?
I hope it's scarier than Amnesia, the first one.
Well, it looked like because it's using some different mechanics than the last one. This one is, for example, using the parkour movements like in Mirror's Edge / horror theme.
There's actually coming in Mirror's Edge 2.
Yes, and we'll probably talk about that later.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, so we'll probably also talk about that someday.
But, yeah, something else to say about Outlast?
Well, for those of you who like the intense gore and graphical sex, this is a game to enjoy. For those of you who are more of the calm indie title people, maybe this is a game to avoid. That's for your own thing, yes.
Then you can play Castle of Illusions.
Yes, for those who like that.
So, Total War, you have played a lot of them.
Yes, I played since the Total War Empire. That was a lovely franchise back then also. They made some mistakes, but I think they are on their way back now. With their new version, Total War Rome 2, I think they have finally got a new kind of graphics. Their graphics looks better than the last one. And they have done some good things with the AI. It was sometimes very stupid before. I hope it's become better since then. And just for those who want to know, to do a bit of critics for the game also, some people say the maps maybe will be a bit too big for some people to handle their armies in. I have not played the game, so this is only a thing to keep in mind if you really want to buy it someday.
Again, we haven't bought the game and played it yet, but I'm not going to buy it because I'm not into strategy games.
Well, I maybe buy it at some point. I'm not one to buy the games as soon as they come out. I more want to see how things turn out for the game.
It's really, really expensive. Also.
Yes, also that.
We can't actually see what the price on it is right now because the internet is crappy.
Yeah, it sucks, so to say. But next thing to talk about is Paranormal. Do you have anything to say about this new title?
It looks amazing, and I'm really, really looking forward to the new thing. It's, if we say it from the trailer, what we've seen, it kind of looks like Amnesia a little bit.
But from what I read about, also it says that the 3D graphics for the game should be much more intense and much more interesting for those who would like to play those kind of games. So if you want a scare that comes really close to you, I think this is a game to buy for you.
Actually haven't played it yet. It's coming out the 12th.
Let's just say all the games that haven't come out, we haven't played.
We actually haven't played any of them because most of them isn't.
So this is a first impression view only. Remember that when you decide to buy the game.
When we buy a game, we probably also want to talk about it.
Yeah, so but that will be another podcast for that. Yeah.
The next game is Legend of Dungeon.
Oh yes, a dungeon hack and slash, if I remember right.
I actually love hack and slash and dungeon games.
Yes, so we have just played the game Dungeon Land with a few bugs, so to say, but that's...
My game crashes all the time.
so he can't get any money, so he can't upgrade, which kind of sucks, actually.
Actually, I have also played Magicka a lot.
Oh yes, Magicka, a good indie title as well.
Indie.
Oh, it was kind of an indie when it came out, and there was also a lot of bugs in it when it started up, so it's kind of a thing for indie games sometimes.
Yeah.
That's not something, scrap that. But fuck it.
The next game is Foul Play. It's a hack and slash stage game, if you could say that.
Alright, anything else you want to...
People watch you play the game and they cheer. They say hooray and all that kind of shit.
Interesting.
When you kill people on the scene. That's basically the point of the game.
Alright, so... Castle of Illusions, 4th September. Anything
I
like?
Loved the game on the Sega Genesis and Nintendo something, I can't remember.
64?
No, I don't think
so. Super Nintendo?
No.
I don't know.
I can't remember, but it was on the Sega Genesis. And I had played it.
Alright.
Only on an emulator, but because I didn't have a game console when I was little.
Shame, one.
But it's an awesome game.
I had a Super Nintendo because I was a fucking cool kid when I was a child. I'm not a child anymore. Yeah, I'm a fucking man.
I had a 64.
I also had a 64.
Like, proofist.
Well, that was just copyright, but okay.
That's no copyright. But Castle of Illusion is a Disney title with Mickey Mouse in it. Let me just say, it's an awesome little piece of cake.
So for those people who think that it's Mickey Mouse, so it's only for people under 4 years, what do you have to say to those kind of people?
It's not for people under 4 years, let me just say that. It is for kids, but it's really, really hard. I couldn't beat it when I was young.
You think now that it come back in HD quality, you'll try again?
It's actually new graphics all over. It's not that black and white shit that they used that back then, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
If I'm not, you can tell me in the comments, but... It's going to be an awesome game, and it's coming out the 1st September, actually tomorrow.
Yes, so you're probably going to buy it, or what?
Maybe I will see how much it costs.
Yes, of course.
I'm not made of money.
No,
yet.
None of us are.
Yet.
So, Outlast Legacy for 12th September. What can you tell us about this game, Jacob?
I honestly can't remember.
Well, I can't either. That's kind of shame.
We will talk about that. Another day, maybe tomorrow.
Yes, so that'll probably be another podcast. So if you want to know about what happens there, or Volker the Viking, because we can't remember what happened there either, we will talk about them next.
Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about it. So, yeah.
If you guys like this podcast, share it on Facebook, anywhere you like, basically.
Yes.
And remember, you can find this podcast on YouTube,
iTunes and Podomatic for those who like that.
Where this will come up first.
Yes.
Then iTunes and probably YouTube after that.
Yes.
And if you guys like this and this gets a lot of listeners, then we're going to make a video
podcast blog thing
on YouTube only.
Yes. So that will going to be the new thing if that happens. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And anything on a leaving note, Jacob?
I'm Jacob.
And I'm Benjamin.
And I hope you like this podcast.
Hope you enjoyed.